Hunting on Public Land, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Today we're going to hear from Colin Kern, editor-in-chief of the wonderful magazine Field & Stream, and he sent a couple of his writers out to hunt public land for whitetail. Colin talks about their experience.
Our September issue, and September, at least for us at Field & Stream, signals the start of hunting season. Lots of great opening days start in September, including the archery opener for whitetail deer hunting. For this year's cover story, the writer and a hunting buddy of his gave themselves a challenge, and they, instead of hunting on private land or land that they've leased, they did a public land deer hunt, and they both got bucks. And basically, the story is about the personal challenge and the fun that you can have hunting on public land. You might not shoot the biggest deer of your life, but the deer you will shoot, you're going to work really hard for it, and that kind of sense of personal satisfaction of doing it on your own, figuring the land out and where the deer might be, makes up for any lack of size that antler might have. So that's what this story is about. It's a really neat story, and the beauty about public land is that it's open to all of us. You know, this is your land and my land, and it's a pretty cool thing to just be able to go out there on your own and hunt it for free.
There's an old song, "This land is your land, this land is my land."
Yeah. I'm familiar with that one.
Woody Guthrie wrote it. Peter, Paul, and Mary sang it.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.